Hello, I'm Caroline and he's Matt. And when we say it normally the other way around, it's Kiss Breakfast with...
Matt and Caroline.
Yes, that was very good.
Brilliantly done. Welcome to the Kiss Breakfast podcast. That was completely unintentional, but it sounded brilliant.
Thank you so much.
It's the Matt and Caroline Kiss Breakfast podcast. Are we going back to the beginning or is this like episode 17 or something?
I have absolutely no idea. I've totally lost track. This is merely because people have been saying for quite some time, "Oi, you lazy bastards, why haven't you done a podcast for a very long time?" And it's because we are absolutely bone idle. So I've actually done some work this week and tried to put a few bits together of what we've been up to on the show.
It's quite incredible. The gap between the last podcast and this one has been about 2 years.
Like I say, bone idle. So
unprofessional as well.
I was getting married. Shut your face. Took a very long time.
Yeah, Caroline got married. She needed a whole year to prepare and then a whole year to get over it.
And I adopted a dog. That's very time consuming.
I haven't done anything in the last 2 years of significance, literally.
And I was planning a honeymoon, which we haven't got around to doing yet.
All right, so basically, Caroline's been very busy. I couldn't be asked. Is that a simple enough answer?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. I think that covers it. So, we thought we'd provide you with a few choice nuggets from our show this week. Of course, if you would like to listen to the whole thing, and we suggest you do, you should go to totalkiss.com and go to the Kiss Cube, because not only is it there for free on the website, but you can also download it as a lovely app on the iPhone and iPod Touch.
Yeah, because then you can listen while you're driving around via your iPod, or if you've got an iPhone, you can replay the... It's brilliant. Do a search on the App Store for Kiss Cube, but you're listening to the podcast now, so enough of that. Let's crack on with the... What do you say? Nuggets of stuff?
Choice nuggets of our show.
Nuggets of our show.
That's delicious and tasty.
Delicious and tasty choice nuggets of our show.
Like wasabi peanuts.
Wasabi peanuts choice nuggets of our show is what's coming up on this podcast.
Yes.
More specifically.
Okay, so this week we were talking about the horrific injuries that you, dear listeners, have been suffering and some of our own as well. We were discussing the terrifying prospect of N-dubs moving into Shakespeare. we looked back at Britain's Got Talent and our favourite bits of that. And also, this is exclusive to the podcast. We caught up with Starman, aka Andrew Stone from Pineapple Dance Studios. If you've been loving that as much as we have, this you can only get on the podcast. It's a little extra bit from our interview with Andrew Stone himself. The rest, of course, as usual, on the Kiss Cube.
Right, that's good. So let's kickstart today's podcast. Can we make a little jingle ourselves or something?
It's time for the Kiss Breakfast Show.
Yeah, we're not doing that again.
Can you turn my headphones up a little?
Right.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
God, you've been up since 4 this morning. That's pain locker, that.
It's a beautiful day.
It really hurts,
Beautiful time in the morning, I tell you that much. At least the roads are quiet.
I was out in London all weekend as well and I just didn't get any sleep, so I'm just sort of getting to that wall.
Yeah, and we're both alcoholics, which
we're
doesn't
both
help.
Alcoholics.
So am I. I like my vino. I like my white wine,
I like wine and beer and gin.
What's your favourite tipple, darling? What's your favourite tipple?
Oh, it depends where I am.
Vodka! Come on!
Russia?
Beer in a pub, wine with my girly friends, and if it gets to that stage in the evening where I can't drink much more, then gin and tonic.
I love the fact you're still going with alcohol even when you can't drink much more.
I know,
more.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Classic.
Yeah. I'm waning now. Oh, a gin and tonic, that'll do.
Yeah.
Most people have a coffee.
Any alcohol. Keep me going.
How about you? What's your favourite drink?
Well, I like my white wine, but then I went out to Russia to teach some workshops and I lived in this mansion for a week. I won't tell you what went on, but it was absolutely amazing. And I just got on the vodka and they had a steam bath and a sauna within inside the actual studios and stuff. And I could cope with it. I drank a lot. I danced hard. I sweated it out. But the thing is, being a dancer, you can actually, and I don't want to advertise this, but you can actually get away with a bit more because you're always flushing your system out.
But I feel better.
It's like when you go clubbing at the end of the night, you feel sobered up, don't you?
I felt so good on Saturday night. I stole a bongo, I'm afraid, and I didn't really want to give it back.
He's coming for you. He knows who you are. Oh, you said that. He's knocking on your door tonight.
He's with Matt and Caroline.
Is it really so hard to believe?
The podcast.
And hello to Lyndon as well. He's just woken up. He says, as usual, think you're Brill. There's a word I haven't used for a long time.
I love the word Brill. That's
Brill
great.
For waking up, even though I've got my left leg and my left arm in plaster because I fell off a roof.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's some serious stuff. I've never, ever in my... I'm probably saying this now and it will happen today. I've never broken any bones.
No, me too.
Have you not?
I think I might have... Snuck my nose out of kilter, but that doesn't really count because that's not really bone, it's cartilage, isn't it? And it kind of popped back into place, so...
You've never broken any arms, legs or anything like that?
No, I haven't, no. Again, touch wood, so...
I was responsible kind of, for my younger brother breaking his arm and smashing his face up once.
Really?
Me and a friend of mine were out riding our bikes, and I was quite young. I was only about 12 or something. Mm. And he came along, and my brother's, he was, must have been 8 at the time or something. And we went down this really big hill, and me and my mate were going down the hill really fast on bikes, as you do. My brother thought he'd follow, thinking he knows what he's doing. He was like 8, and yeah, he fell off. Went to a hedge and smashed up his whole body. He's never forgiven me either.
Oh.
I've not had a Christmas card from him since.
Oh, bless you. Is that why you don't speak?
That's why we don't speak anymore.
So sad. Broken it's arm. Spraining things with me. I've never broken anything, but I've sprained everything on multiple occasions.
Really?
And given myself concussion. Actually, I did slightly crack a vertebrae. Does that count?
I don't know what a vertebrae is.
Like the tiny bit off that, you know, the bits in your spine?
Yeah.
That's your vertebrae.
Oh.
And all the little sections, that there's a tiny bone that comes off that, and I kind of like had a hairline crack in it.
What?
Does that count?
That sounds serious as well.
It did hurt.
Wow,
so.
If you've ever really done any damage, tell us about it. Text us and tell us.
What interesting injuries have you had?
Or have you maybe been in a coma for 8 years or something and you've woken up? Maybe you've just woken up this morning. Hello, welcome to 2010.
Identify yourself.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
Check out some of these people that got in touch with us. Someone here says, hey Matt and Caroline, I got trampled over by about 90 cows and I only broke my collarbone.
Wow.
That could have killed you. That's pretty dangerous, huh?
That's a hell of a story. Wow.
Zan in Taunton had two dislocated shoulders, a broken leg, a broken arm, had to be pinned, three prolapsed discs in their back as well, and a broken wrist.
God!
That's accident prone a little
bit. I'm not even quite sure what prolapsed discs are, but it doesn't sound good.
Doesn't. Amy in the Rhondda has never broken anything herself, but like me, was responsible for a friend, because I was responsible for my younger brother, because I went down a hill too fast on my bike and he tried to copy me, he fell off. Amy went down a steep hill on rollerblades with her friend, and I think you can see what happened after that. Matthew says, hey, I've broken both my arms and my legs. I've cracked my head open 3 times and I've split my kidney open.
Oh God. That's horrible.
Lovely topic, isn't it, for this time of day?
My porridge is coming up.
And Keiko. Keiko says, a while ago, me and my mates were lying on a skateboard, one on top of the other. There were about 4 of us. That's pretty hazardous as it is. I was at the bottom. When we pushed off to go down the hill, I caught my finger under the wheels and popped my finger out.
I don't feel very well now.
Sorry. This is not the best topic ever, is it?
Enjoy your breakfast.
Enjoy. It's just gone 7:10 on Tuesday morning in the sunshine. Let's get some entertainment-y type stuff in Total Kiss.
Okay, well, if you're wondering where Britain's Got Talent stars The Arrangement get their musical inspiration from, and I know you were, I can tell you they've revealed it's none other than Dizzy Rascal. Yes, the 8-piece Cambridge classical pop group are massively inspired by Dizzy Rascal himself and have bonded over a shared passion for the UK rapper when they got bored of their music lessons.
But they sound nothing like Dizzy.
Yes, I know. Yes.
at all.
But it was explained by Jono. Jono, who was one of the group, he's called Jono, and his friend is Tom. Probably Tomo, to his friends, I imagine.
Tomo,
so, yes.
Should we go and play some rugby now, Tomo?
The first music came when Tom was playing some Dizzy Rascal on the piano. Oh, Tom's a card. He really is, yeah.
Crazy.
Jono was in the class as well. He knew the words and started singing along to it. Done in the classical way, it was kind of funny. Oh, you kids are crazy. And we thought, we could advance on this and do some more pop songs. Tom is a basic blood, yeah, who will pop a clay pigeon in your ass.
Let's get some showbiz on. TurtleKiss.com/Matt and Caroline for contact details if you want to get in touch with the show. First, though, let's get some entertainment-y type stuff, please.
Okay, I'm somewhat scared by this story. Talisa from N-Dubs possibly is going all serious on us. She wants to move more into acting and has got her eye on, wait for it, a film version of Shakespeare's Hamlet. All she's done so far is the grime-soaked dubplate drama on Channel 4 alongside her bandmates Dappy and Fazer, so they're kind of playing themselves anyway.
Okay.
So. But yes, she fancies being a bit of a thesp now,
right,
moving in Shakespeare.
Okay.
She doesn't strike me as the kind of girl who probably paid much attention in her English classes. But
I mean, I love Talisa, right? She's one of my favourite people in the whole wide world, if not the universe. But I wouldn't be able to take her seriously doing Shakespeare.
Well, a source apparently says that the project she does indeed favour is a modern take on Hamlet. Oh, but don't worry, it's okay, because she's also considering an anti-knife crime drama with Danny Dyer and Ricky Whittle. Phew, all is right with the world. That's more normal. Okay.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
You left me stand in the club, yeah? My RBD and my bang bang shoulder and wall rules.
And that, dear listener, was the Kiss Breakfast podcast with Matt and Caroline. Me and her and me, her and me, me and her.
There is plenty more to be found at totalkiss.com/Matt and Caroline on the Kiss Cube. You can listen to all the shows again for free.
And don't forget, we're online and on air every single weekday morning, 6 till 9. on FM and DAB and all these other kind of things that you get have with your technology.
That makes sense, doesn't it? Yes, listen on things. We're back from Monday to Friday on things. Good, good.
We'll see you again next week for a podcast, a week after, 2 years' time.
Yep, if I could be asked. Bye.
Kiss Breakfast, the podcast. Get more Monday to Friday from 6.